Oh, counterpan.
What would that be now?
A bedspread.
Would it be the same thing? Or?
It will be the same thing, material or thing, but it isn't called the same.
How about those heavy covers that women used to make, where there was a layer of cotton or something in them, and then
you
they'd
mean
be tacked?
Quilts?
Comforter. Is there a difference between a quilt and a comforter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A comforter is a tacked or a thing that is quilted wide, strips like so, and quilting is real close.
And quilting sewn?
Mm-hmm.
Is a comforter sewn?
Usually they are made with, if they're made in rows, they're made on a machine. But if they're tacked, they're done with by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I've made 1,000.
What would you call bedding that's spread out on the floor for people to sleep on? Where you
bedding.
Them? Yeah, quilts and comforts.
That's a pallet.
Pallet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I make them every once in a while.
This is
you
a
never
southern term.
Well, bless your heart, darling.
What would you call flat, grassy country? Oh, the kind up north.
Prairie.
Prairie?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or plains.
And let's see, over to the northeast of here?
That's mountainous there. Mm-hmm.
And where did you put the cows when you wanted them to graze?
In the pasture.
Uh-huh. And did you have a place where you raised hay?
Yes.
What did you call this? Just in the fields?
Just in the field.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything called a meadow?
Yes, we had a meadow.
This was for any special purpose?
Not necessarily. The cows and horses would graze in this meadow a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a meadow or a pasture. But you know, we didn't use the term meadow too much in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The main...
Didn't have them.
it's a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pasture.
What would you call low ground down in a river valley?
Swamps.
Swamps? Or how about a place where the ground is very fertile down in there and it's in cultivation?
I don't know.
Bottom or bottomland?
Well, bottomland, yes. Now, close to a river?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be bottomland.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what brings the water down for irrigation here from Lugard?
You mean the irrigation ditch?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What were some of the streams near your home?
You mean here?
Yeah.
Oh, North Fork and Red River and Turkey Creek and Bitter Creek. That's about it.
What flows into a creek? Anything?
What flows into a creek?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Is it the creek flows into the river?
The river, yeah.
And then
the creek flows into a river, and the river goes into the ocean or the Gulf or...
I know in some places a branch will flow into a creek. And then the creek flows
now,
into the river.
No,
the river
not goes. Not here. I've never heard it.
Uh-huh.
Spoke, but I have heard of it spoke of that way. My grandparents lived in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and the branch flowed into the to the creek, and they had their a spring, you know, that would make mm-hmm. this little branch, and it would run into mm-hmm. this creek, and then the creek would run into the river. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah,
but
that's
not,
eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, but yeah, that's eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
but not over here.
No, I was wondering how far the term had come.
Come, I imagine, maybe to McAllister.
Yeah, I picked it up, I think, in Ardmore.
In Ardmore.
And
yeah.
I can't recall getting it any closer.
That's just about it, too. Uh-huh, that's about right.
Oh, what would you call one of these long fishing lines that has a lot of hooks hung down underneath it?
Taut line.
Mm-hmm. And in your field, sometimes it will rain, and the rain will carry away the soil and make a channel there. What would you
called
call
erosion?
It?
Called erosion.
What would you call the channel that's cut?
No, I don't know.
A gully or a
it
ditch?
Would be a gully or a ditch. A gully. I'd call it a ditch if I was talking about it.
Mm-hmm. And these places where stock are watered, where a farmer will...
Ponds.
Ponds?
Mm-hmm.